Okay, I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's continue in song with hymn number 40.
Joy of the desolate, light of the straying, hope of the penitent, fadeless and pure. Here speaks the Comforter, tenderly saying, earth has no sorrow that love cannot cure.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The subject of the lesson is the potency and power of Christian Science healing. I'll be reading from the King James Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible, Mark. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Matthew. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. John, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Our Master said, "But the Comforter shall teach you all things." When the science of Christianity appears, it will lead you into all truth. Who is ready to follow his teachings and example? All must sooner or later plant themselves in Christ, the true idea of God, that he might liberally pour his dear-bought treasures into empty or sin-filled human storehouses was the inspiration of Jesus' intense human sacrifice. In witness of his divine commission, he presented the proof that life, truth, and love heal the sick and the sinning and triumph over death through mind, not matter. This was the highest proof he could have offered of divine love. His hearers understood neither his words nor his works. They would not accept his meek interpretation of life, nor follow his example. The term Christian Science was introduced by the author to designate the scientific system of divine healing. The revelation consists of two parts. One, the discovery of this divine science of mind healing through a spiritual sense of the scriptures and through the teachings of the Comforter as promised by the Master. Two, the proof by present demonstration that the so-called miracles of Jesus did not specially belong to a dispensation now ended, but that they illustrated an ever-operative divine principle. The operation of this principle indicates the eternality of the scientific order and continuity of being. Christian Science differs from material science, but not on that account is it less scientific. On the contrary, Christian Science is preeminently scientific, being based on truth, the principle of all science. Physical science, so-called, is human knowledge, a law of mortal mind, a blind belief, a Samson shorn of his strength. When this human belief lacks organizations to support it, its foundations are gone. Having neither moral might, spiritual basis, nor holy principle of its own, this belief mistakes effect for cause and seeks to find life and intelligence in matter, thus limiting life and holding fast to discord and death. In a word, human belief is a blind conclusion from material reasoning. This is a mortal, finite sense of things, which immortal spirit silences forever. There is no physical science, inasmuch as all truth proceeds from the divine mind. Therefore, truth is not human, and is not a law of matter, for matter is not a lawgiver. Science is an emanation of divine mind, and is alone able to interpret God aright. It has a spiritual and not a material origin. It is a divine utterance, the Comforter, which leadeth unto all truth. Subject sickness, sin, and death to the rule of health and holiness in Christian Science, and you ascertain that this science is demonstrably true, for it heals the sick and sinning as no other system can. The divine principle of healing is proved in the personal experience of any sincere seeker of truth. Its purpose is good, and its practice is safer and more potent than that of any other method. Dr. James Johnson, surgeon to William IV, King of England, said, "I declare my conscientious opinion founded on long observation and reflection, that if there were not a single physician, surgeon, apothecary, man, midwife, chemist, druggist, or drug on the face of the earth, there would be less sickness and less mortality. From Fruitage, healed physically and spiritually. I had been taking medicine continually for many years. Finally, I was taken suddenly ill and could not leave my room for about 2 months. Then I went away for 3 months, thinking that I should come back and be able to continue my work. I improved very much, but the fear of quick consumption was with my doctor and my family and friends, and I was warned about the coming winter. Only too soon, the fear manifested itself. I could not afford to give up work and live away from home, neither did I want to depend on doctors and medicine any longer. I took the book and read it on my way to work, and at noon I lay down on a couch instead of going out for lunch and fell asleep. When I awoke, I was a different person. All pains and aches had gone, and I was free. I was so happy I could hardly contain myself. To material sense, it was wonderful. As I walked, I kept saying, "Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful," and tried to understand the scientific statement of being by repeating portions at a time, then pondering over them. I read the book 4 times in succession, and every time I found more and more to aid in the understanding. Christian Science, understood, coincides with the scriptures and sustains logically and demonstratively every point it presents. It presents the calm and clear verdict of truth against error, uttered and illustrated by the prophets, by Jesus, by his apostles, as is recorded throughout the scriptures. In the words of St. John, "He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." This comforter I understand to be divine science.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, the power and the glory.